Welcome to the Go Podcast. I'm Riley Podleski, your host. Thank you for joining me today. If you are watching for the first time, listening for the first time, or you're a returning viewer or listener, I want to welcome you. I want to encourage you to go ahead and share this on your feed, whether that's Facebook, whether that's YouTube, whether that's whatever. I want to hear from you. I want to see who's tuning in. You should go ahead and share this and tag me. You don't know who might need this. Maybe you just want to keep it for the archives. Maybe rewatch it again. You can do that if you'd like. Today, we are talking about something awesome. Today, we're talking about something that genuinely excites me, something that really burns in me, to be honest with you, something that I remind myself of often. But it's this. The title of today's podcast is You Have Everything. That's it. That's the title, You Have Everything. We're going to read today in 1 John chapter 4 about that and what that means. And you know, something, I actually saw a post on Instagram recently, and this man posted, and he was a minister, and he was talking about how, you know, Jesus needs to be the forefront of everything we do. He needs to be, you know, if you're a minister, it's not about, you know, having people's dreams come true. You know, there's biblical teaching on that and stuff like that. But Jesus always needs to be the main subject. And I saw that post and it really encouraged me. It really resonated with me. I was like, you know what? This guy's right. And so today I really wanted to talk about Jesus. I really wanted to talk about the fact that he has done so much for you and for me. He has done so much for you and for me. And I don't think, you know, most people understand the scope of that. I don't think most people understand the deepness of what he's done. And, you know, people, you know, they're like, this is my ticket to heaven. That's how they see Jesus. That's how they receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And, you know, it's that, and that's important, yes, but there's so many things that come with it. It's like, you know, I'm just so grateful to God that he didn't just give us the bare minimum, but he's given us an abundance. He's given us, you know, the word of God that shows us what we have access to. And so I want to introduce you to this concept, and this concept really cancels out all insecurity. This concept, this biblical principle really cancels out all insecurity, all doubt, any sort of, you know, what's the word? You know, trying to basically disqualify yourself. It cancels out everything. And it makes you agree with God's reality. It makes you agree with heaven's reality. I don't know if you know this, but we live on earth. I don't know if you know that, but we live on earth. And God obviously is in heaven. You know, it says that he never leaves us, forsake us. That's the Holy Spirit with us always to those who've received Christ. But what I'm saying to you is this, that there is a heaven's perspective on your life. There's a heaven's perspective on what your life should look like in your current circumstance, your current situation, good, bad, perfect, mediocre, whatever it is. There's heaven's perspective on it. And so the world, which is the people who haven't received Jesus Christ, the people outside of Christianity, they view life one way, and they see everything on this, you know, two-dimensional level, on this level where it's just, you know, what I see is what I get, and there's nothing beyond. But you and me, Christians, there's not just this physical, but there's the spiritual. For instance, the world may say, hey, you know, the economy is going down. You know, you need to X, Y, and Z. I don't even know what they're saying because I'm not really paying attention. But, you know, they could be saying this, but we know in the word of God that it says that he will meet all of our needs, that we don't have to worry about what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what clothes we'll put on. There's these verses, these scriptures that define what we believe, define what we see and what we understand of God. And so anything the world tries to come up with their sort of strategy to, you know, win, you know, we always have to believe God. We always have to believe scripture. And so I'm going to show you this biblical principle about how you have everything and how it can change everything. You might be a new Christian, you might not be a new Christian, but this principle will change your life. It will literally open, literally just this new door, and not even a new door, but it'll just open your mind to see things how God sees them. So we're going to go ahead and go to 1 John chapter 4. Today's lesson, today's little teaching podcast is going to be a little bit shorter because it's quite simple, and I don't know how long I can commentate on it, but it's really quite simple. And I'm just going to read it to you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. I want you to know something. As he is, capital H, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So, that means, you know, whatever Jesus isn't, we are not. Whatever Jesus is, we are. So that's what this verse is telling us today. So if you're here today and you're depressed, if you're here today and, you know, you're discouraged, I want you to know that as he is, so are we in this world. Do you think Jesus was depressed? Do you think Jesus was discouraged? I'm not saying that he wasn't tempted, because it says in the Word of God that he was tempted in every way we are, yet did not sin. So this isn't condemnation saying, hey, you suck. No, this is, should be encouraging to you so that you can know that you are stronger than anything the enemy may throw at you. You are stronger than discouragement. If you come into agreement with this principle today, as he is in this world, so am I. Anything that Jesus doesn't have is broken off of you now, because there's this understanding and this knowing. Everything Jesus is, I am. Everything he wasn't, I'm not. So if he's not X, Y, and Z, I'm not X, Y, and Z. And you can decide right now in this moment to leave everything that Jesus hasn't given you. Literally just strip off any weight that may hold you back and just leave it to the side. Leave it to the side and keep running. That's this principle I want to share with you today. Because some people, they may think, oh, I'm a victim. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to participate in this way. I don't have to meet this. I don't have to, you know, it's okay if I, you know, am a little bit depressed because I kind of like it. It's okay if I do X, Y, and Z. It's okay, you know, if I sin a little bit, if I tell some lies, like, it's okay. No. Look, let me tell you plain and simple. You can receive from God all that you want. You can be all you want to be, but you have to obey scripture. You have to understand what scripture says. Because let me tell you, as he is, so are we in this world. So anything that you see in Jesus, in his life, in scripture, you can be now and you have now. Because as we are, as he is, so are we in this world. So it's this principle that we can put our lives next to Jesus's and say, okay, look, he didn't do this, or necessarily he didn't have this, so I don't have to have it. He wasn't poor, so I don't have to be poor. When Jesus was born, it talks in scripture about the wise men who came. There were so many different people who came to Jesus as he was born, and they followed the star. There was this whole crazy thing. If you want to read about it, it's in Matthew. Go ahead and go for it. But basically, they put into, like, earthly, like what we can see now, basically how much the frankincense and myrrh and all these gifts were worth now. And it was millions of dollars. And so this, there's this mindset that Jesus was poor and that, you know, he was struggling and all this stuff. It's like, no, the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father provided for him. And so there's this like weird, like narrative that, you know, necessarily that Jesus, you know, really struggled on this earth, but in reality, he was in abundance. And reality, you know, him and, you know, his mom and Joseph, like, they were kind of millionaires, like, straight up. Like, it was worth, like, millions of dollars, everything that was gifted to him at birth. And that was, you know, how, like, thousands of years ago. So it's like, what was $3 million today is worth way more, you know, necessarily than it was then. So it's worth more then than it is now. So they were good. Like, they were in abundance. They had everything they needed financially. They were good. And so what I'm trying to tell you today is anything you don't see Jesus accept, you don't have to accept. Whether that's sickness, disease, you know, lack, poverty, whatever it is, you can say right now, okay, as he is, so am I in this world. And so that's it. That's all I'm going to accept. That's all I'm going to receive. That's all I'm going to be okay with. That's it. I don't want to receive anything else. I don't want to be about anything else. I don't want, you know, I don't want to receive anything that God hasn't given me, because that's just a waste of time. That's a waste of mental real estate. That's a waste of spending my life on things that God hasn't given me. So if you feel like whether society, maybe your family or friends are putting something on you in a sense that you don't see Jesus carrying, you don't have to have. You know, there's this massive narrative out in the world today, you know, about, you know, transgenderism, about, being gay or being, you know, bisexual, or like whatever it is, that whole movement is honestly pushing itself, you know, onto our kids, onto, you know, I don't have any kids, but on this new generation coming up, there's this narrative that really is like militant and wants to, you know, capture everyone it can, basically. And so I'm here to tell you today that you don't have to receive any of that. You don't have to sit here and decide what pronoun like you have to identify with. It's like, okay, you're born a boy, so you're a boy. You're born a girl, so you're a girl. So you don't have to like try and figure out, was Jesus a they, them? No. Guys, what you're born as is what God's created you to be. So plain and simple, like I'm not really getting into that. But what I'm trying to communicate to you today is that you don't have to have anything Jesus didn't have. Like you don't have to receive, you don't have to walk with it. If you're going through something, if you're feeling some sort of way, if you've sensed, you know, if you feel like you're depressed, you feel like you have anxiety, did Jesus have it? And if he didn't, you don't have to. That's the moral of the story. As he was, so are we in this earth. So you see Jesus going around laying hands on the sick and seeing them healed. As he is, so are we in this world. So that should be our mindset. That should be our fire underneath us. That should be our pursuit. Are the things he did, not only are we, but those are the things that we need to do. So Jesus isn't just, you know, necessarily the peak, but he's the standard. This verse makes Jesus's life the standard for you and for me. The impact, I mean, no one's going to be the savior, but I'm just saying that it doesn't, Jesus's life doesn't need to be something you're aiming for, but you need to understand that it's where you can start. Because he even says in his word, he says this, he says that we will do greater works than him. And not necessarily better, but in bigger number. Why? Because we're going to have more time. He had 3.5 years of ministry. You and I, we have from now until the day we die, which for you, I hope is longer than 3.5 years. And for me, I know it will be, because I'm going to try and squeeze as much out of this life as I can. But what I'm trying to tell you today is this, that you can live Jesus's life as a standard. And some of you that might be far-fetched, I've never heard this teaching before. Is this whack? Is this crazy? Like, this is scripture, and I'm going to show you some more scripture here in a second in Isaiah 61. But it is the word. Why would why would it say that we're co-heirs with Christ? Why would it say that we've been engrafted into the vine? Why would it basically bring us alongside of Jesus? You hear in the wording, not only the wording in scripture about how Jesus is our brother, how he is the first fruit of what's to come. And so it's the Bible really lays it out plain and simple that we are to live as Jesus lived, that everything he had on earth, everything he has, we have in the name of Jesus. We have because of him and through him. So it's this mindset of everything Jesus did. He died on a cross for me and rose again on the third day. Okay, what did he give me? What necessarily like bonus room, bonus gifts did he give me through that? And it's receiving all of them. I'm reminded of, you know, Mario when, you're running and there's like that like one up. I think it's one up is what they call it. Anyways, it's like the little box and you can like jump and hit it and it like will give you a little prize. And basically the concept is this, that you want to receive all those prizes. And it's not about necessarily attaining them, but it's identifying them in the Word of God and receiving them. And this is one of those things. This is one of those little, one-ups in Mario. Understanding, okay, as he is in this world, so am I. Okay, so what did he have? Okay, what parts of my life don't align with that? like, what necessarily do I feel like I lack him, but he had, and why do I feel that way? Okay, and it's reassessing your life and understanding this. Okay, everything he has, I have. And that basically demolishes everything. It literally strips off anything that may make you feel like you don't make a qualification, you don't make a, you know, degree, you know, standard, like, I mean, whatever it is that you feel like you don't measure up, this concept literally just obliterates all of that. It straight up just takes off any insecurity, any thought of, you know, I don't have this personality, I don't have this, like, put Jesus in your situation and say, if Jesus was here, like, okay, that's how you approach the situation, because as he is, so are we in this world. And I'm not, this is an encouraging word for you to know that you don't lack a thing, that God didn't make you without a quality. It says in the word that he is no respecter of persons, meaning that he doesn't favor me over you. He doesn't favor you over me. He doesn't favor, you know, a buddy of yours over you. That there's this thing called comparison, and it just kills. It kills any sort of potential. It kills any sort of uniqueness, because it's comparing two different things that weren't meant to be the same to begin with. So you are different. So you might, you know, look different than somebody else. Doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean it's worse. Everyone's on the same playing field, especially with this concept that as he is in this world, so are we. It literally takes, I don't know about you, my confidence level to like the top rung, because it's like, okay, everything Jesus has, like, I have. Who he was, I am. And so it even says in the word that it's him that lives in me. It's not I that live, but it's Christ in me. So when you receive Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit, which is God's nature. And it's just this beautiful thing that God doesn't put any restrictions on you and on me. That there is nothing you and I can't do. There's nothing that he says, okay, you can't go past here. It's too cool. You're going to look too cool. That's it. No, but it's literally doing this life with God, doing this life with Jesus, and understanding that it's him that gets us everywhere. It's him that literally opened the door to anything that makes us great, anything that makes us above the rest, above the world. It's Jesus. Every time it's Jesus. As he is, so are we in this world. So I want to encourage you today to no longer look at your circumstance in life and look at yourself as something so puny, something so insignificant. But when you receive Jesus, God sees his son in you. That there is no, you know, there's not an access card you need to get into the kingdom of God. You already have Jesus, and so there's nothing that's withheld from you. It says that the floodgates of heaven are open. It says that he has given us everything we need in life and godliness, that we lack no good thing. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to walk you through this prayer, and I'm going to give you a little spiel about what Jesus did for you. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He lived in heaven. He came here to earth. He was born of a virgin. He was fully man. He left all of his, you know, rights necessarily, his Son of God rights in heaven. And so he came down as a human on earth. He was born of a virgin, fully flesh, fully man. He experienced the same temptations as we did, but he never sinned. He died. Let me tell you this. He was baptized by the Holy Spirit at age 30. He had 3.5 years of ministry. So at 33 and a half, around then, he died on a cross. They crucified him wrongly, put a nail in his hands, one nail here, one nail on the other hand, and one through his feet. And he hung there and he died on a cross. They buried him in a tomb. And 3 days later, the power of the Holy Spirit resurrected him. And when he was resurrected, he broke the power of sin off. He broke anything the enemy could hold over you and me, our sins, everything, broke it off. And so when you receive him today, sin no longer has power over you. Lust, greed, suicidal thoughts, whatever it may be. If you're dealing with suicidal thoughts, if you're dealing and struggling with suicide today, I want to encourage you, receive Jesus Christ and those thoughts will be gone. And if they ever come back, you have the power to tell them to leave, because it's not from Jesus and you don't have to have it. You don't have to keep that in your mind. So I want you to repeat this prayer after me. I want you to know something. When you pray, you talk to God. And right after this prayer, I'm going to pray for those who may be experiencing suicidal thoughts. But before we do that, I want to walk those through. If you want to receive Jesus Christ today, repeat this prayer after me, but you will be talking to God the Father himself. It's between you and him. I'm just leading you, but you're talking to him, just you two. Go ahead and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart that he died on a cross for my sins and rose again on the third day. I repent of my sins and I turn away from them. I receive your forgiveness and I receive the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Anyone who prayed that prayer, welcome. Let me know in the comments if you did that. But if you're here today, and you have suicidal thoughts, you struggle with that. Maybe you've already given your life to Christ, and before you struggle with it, and now you feel like those thoughts came back. Let me tell you, like I said before, anything that Jesus didn't have, you don't have to have, right? So you don't have to have those suicidal thoughts roam around in your brain. You can cast it down with the verse, with the scripture. Use this scripture. As he is in this earth, so am I. As he was in this earth, so am I. Jesus didn't commit suicide. Whatever, I'm not going to, and I'm not going to have these thoughts in my mind anymore. The power of Jesus supersedes this. I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. Dear Lord, I thank you for every single person watching. I command the spirit of suicide to leave every single individual. I command suicidal thoughts to be gone in the name of Jesus. Every single foul thought, every single negative thought, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit is overshadowing everybody right now, that it is comforting them, and it is removing every ploy and every attack of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for every single person watching. I thank you, Lord, that as Jesus was on this earth, so are we, that we can live life to the fullest. We can live life with no limits, with no hindrance, with nothing hindering us anywhere we go. I thank you for that, Lord, and I bless every single viewer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for watching today. If you'd like to support the show, you can give via Cash App. Our username is $GoPodcast. Thank you again for tuning in, and you have an awesome day.